Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello. So, Riggins, sup, as the kids say.
Yo, 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 what it do? What did you say this morning? You hate that? What it do?
No,
that...
I hate what up.
Oh, what up.
What up. Yeah.
What up?
Mm-hmm.
What up, what up?
And I said there was another one, too, but I can't remember. It was very profound.
Sup, dude.
Mm.
Sup, dude.
That's Alexis.
Yeah, Alexis is here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Being all dumb.
Yeah, right. You guys love it when I'm here.
Yeah. So is it fun for you? Like, do you sleep the night before you know you're coming in here? Or are you too excited? You know,
like, oh my god!
Like Santa Claus is coming.
Yeah, I can't get any sleep. I can't even wait to just like see all your beautiful, bright, shining faces.
She texted me this morning. Hey, I'm gonna be 5 minutes late because my cat just threw up and I need to scoop it up before the dog eats it.
Yeah.
Oh.
They love eating her throw up and her poop. It's great. It's great.
Who knows what's going on in that house?
It's wild.
I bet the law for sure doesn't know what's going on in there.
It's like the damn wild thorn bears or something. 18 animals.
I know. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
We're now in a house. Like, I can't believe that we were in a one-bedroom apartment with all of us. Like, now that we're in a big house, like, it's crazy. And it's not a big house, but it's crazy to think that we survived for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, with two giant dogs and a fat cat.
Yeah. And everybody's eating each other's craziness.
It's crazy.
Okay, so on the last edition of the TJ and Riggins show, we had the weekend review song, Riggins' funny song he does every Friday, and we're going to replay that for you. In case you missed it. See, that's what the thing is called, In Case You Missed It. That's the title of it. So, In Case You Missed It, coming up next.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Every Friday on the show, Riggins comes in with an original song. He's been doing it for, I'd say, maybe 31 years now, every Friday.
Feels that way.
It's called the Weekend Review. It's the highlight of every listener and viewer's entire week. So, in case you missed it, this week's edition of the Weekend Review.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
The funny song Riggins does every week about what has gone on in the world of pop culture and the TJ and Riggins Show. It's called the Weekend Review. Go, Riggins!
And this is my song. It's called the Weekend Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Alexis is back here today. She's really just the tops. But the last time she was on camera, it was an episode of that show, Cops. It's always exciting to have her here. And this is just my opinion, but she's tiny and chaotic. She's like a little Hispanic minion. She's... She's handling breaking and entering Christmas, which is just about to begin. She just heard breaking and entering and immediately said, count me in. And this is my song. It's called
Weekend Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Welcome back, Alexis. You missed it, yeah. John Krasinski is the sexiest man alive. Everyone lat out, a collective yawn. One thing I know for certain, they've never seen TJ with a CPAP on. It's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. You know what I'm talking about. You have some Tupperware of rotting pot roast that is just waiting to get tossed out. Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson tonight. It's going to be a circus, I fear. And if Jake Paul understood the internet, I think he would try to bite Tyson's ear.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. just me and my guitar performing for you.
There's still some escaped monkeys in South Carolina. This is really not going well. And you know, Rob's not going to go out and catch them unless they end up in the drive-thru at Taco Bell. Lindsay got a $500 bill for using the toll lanes. It would be cheaper to get a chauffeur, but she seems to think like it's like international waters where laws don't apply to her. Rob attended his first Friendsgiving of the year. They ate delicious food and bonded. They stayed up until 3 a.m. playing Rock Band, which was just what the Pilgrims wanted.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's a little minion.
She's a little minion. A little
Hispanic minion.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Alexis is back today. She's rejoined the show to head up Breaking and Entering Christmas. If you want to nominate a family, you can do that. TJRiggins.com/Christmas. If you don't know, every year we break into a couple of homes for families that need some help around the holidays, and we bring them true Christmas magic, a Christmas miracle, some would say.
Yeah, so, faking and entering Christmas is more like it with her.
Stop.
So if you want to nominate a family, just remember, don't tell them. It's supposed to be a secret. TJRiggins.com/Christmas. And Alexis was on the show. How many years were you on the show?
3 years.
Oh, was it just 3 years? Yeah. I thought it was longer.
Mm-mm, I think it was three years.
It just seemed like it.
Sure. I think maybe going on four, but it was three. Yeah. I started around 2021, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right after the, right. In the middle of the pandemic.
In the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah. Yep. So this morning she was like, well, I got... You know, it's been a while since Alexis has been on the show. It's been 6 months, 7 months, something like that. So you said you have questions for other members of the show. And you feel free to just jump in and ask them. But I think you've got it. Do we seem any different from the last time you were here?
No, not at all.
I know you're up.
Oh, well, I did have a question for you, Riggins. Are you not vaping anymore?
I am still vaping.
Oh, yeah. You are? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that you had been vaping at all, so I was like, oh, maybe he stopped.
That was very worrisome to you, wasn't it? Can I ask you something serious?
Yeah, I need to ask you
please this. Tell me that you didn't stop vaping.
We can't be friends anymore.
Yeah, you didn't become one of those cornballs, did you?
Tell me you didn't stop vaping, please. Yeah, and I mean, you're still up on Rob's back. I mean, yeah. Making fun of him. It's like one of your favorite pastimes.
It's never going to stop. I texted him yesterday. He's like, who's this? Like, please, you would never lose my number.
Well, Riggins has been messing with him, too, about chewing on his tongue.
Ew, oh, yeah. Gosh.
I don't even know that I'm doing it, unfortunately, sometimes.
I didn't notice it either until he brought it up. He goes, yeah, all my friends hate when I chew my tongue. I was like, what does that mean? And he's going, do it, Rob.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he like gnaws on the side of his tongue.
Ugly. But it's a wet sound. I can't hear it, though.
Oh, I hear it.
I mean, I can when he's doing it, when we're all being quiet and he's doing it right into the microphone, but I can't hear it to get on my nerves.
Yeah.
Or I would have said something a long time ago, because I can't take the smacking sounds. And
I don't like
wet
noises.
Ugh, that's one of my pet peeves is a smacking sound.
Yeah. Three things I hate. Communists, Marxists, and wet sounds. I don't like a wet sound at all.
I hate the sound of wet.
I don't like wet. Ew.
Well, good. Well, he's taking it all in stride. He doesn't mind you making fun of him, Alexis.
No, and he was just like, okay, I'm not here at all anymore, and I was over here eating my pear, enjoying it every bite, and I feel someone staring at me, and I look over, and he's just like giving me a death stare because I'm apparently eating too loud.
It's very loud.
Oh, was it
it's
loud?
It's like you can't be a host for one day and just like let the guest enjoy their food and not make a comment about how loud they're eating.
Oh my gosh.
When coming from the loudest person I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't mind the sound of a crunch when you're eating something. Like if you're eating fruit, it's the smack that I can't take. So if you were eating something crunchy and crisp, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Well, she is. She pulled out a pear and she looked at Rob and she goes, "Do you know what this is?" And he goes, "An apricot?" And he was not kidding, y'all.
As if he would know what an apricot is.
Yeah, right. Good point.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
There's a guy we have a clip of here who is he's kind of got a little bit of a complaint about getting invited to parties, certain types of parties, and I would have to agree with him here.
Don't invite me to a party and then have me learn a card game surrounded by people I just met. I'd rather everyone sit in a circle around me and call me a different slur. That seems less chaotic.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes, 1,000%. I hate that.
It sucks.
Because do people invite others to things and then like kind of mislead them about what they're coming over for? Like would they say we're having a party? And then when you get there, they say, this is a card game party and everybody sit and we're going to play this card game. Cause if that happened to me, I would think, you know what? It doesn't matter how long I've known this person. We obviously have nothing in common and they don't know me at all.
Yeah.
So we're not friends anymore.
We host differently.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody doesn't know, we can't invite him because first of all, he's not going to want to be forced to sit down in little breakout groups with strangers.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like card games.
No, it sucks.
That stresses me out.
Or somebody suggests bringing out a board game when we're all fun and drinking and having a good time.
Oh, vibe killer.
Same thing. Like, you just want to kill the vibe.
Yeah, it'll get out
now,
of here.
Now, I have been saying that my entire adult life, but I've been called Mr. Grumpy Pants and you don't like anything and all of that. So either y'all are getting grumpy in your old age or I was right all along.
No, because you are grumpy definitely about other things for sure.
Well, yeah.
I feel like I've always felt this way, though. I've never changed.
Hmm. Okay. Well, then that must mean you're just a grumpopotamus.
You're trying to drag everybody else into your grumpy little world.
Yeah, like you guys are going to be here with me too. Like, no, we're sunshine, so don't even try it.
No, we're sunshine, TJ.
Yeah, we are sunshine.
No, it's always just the double standard of my life. People can say the same thing I say, complaining about something or making observations, and I'm the one that, if I say it, I get called a grumpy old man or just a grouch and all of that stuff.
Well, because I think the difference is that you complain or say something every single day about all the things that happen every day, every minute.
But then people end up coming around and saying, you know what, I don't like that either. At the time, it's called being a pioneer.
Oh, please.
Pioneer.
Yeah, because, I mean, I throw it out there first, and then nobody knows how to take it, or they take it in a negative way, and then they catch up later and go, you know what? I don't like that either now that I think about it. He was right, but they won't say it. They won't say the words. He was right.
Would that make you happy?
Of course.
Yeah, you like being told you're right?
Sure. Or just say being recognized for, being the first one to blaze the trail, you know?
That's what you want to be known for? The person that, like, called out something that was annoying and they were grouchy about it first?
Yep. Because when everybody comes around to seeing that, you know what, I misjudged that, whatever, then I'm ahead of my time, I guess.
Yeah. You're the Christopher Columbus of complaining.
Yeah, exactly.
Nostradamus.
His legacy. Yeah. The Lewis and Clark of grouches.
Well, at least y'all understand me now.
Yeah, we get it.
That's all I can ask for.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
a couple having a public meltdown tells me immediately that the woman needs to move along and find somebody else. And it's only about 10 seconds worth of audio that we have. And I think you'll decide the same as I have decided. You, Riggins, you, Lindsay, and Rob, everybody listening will, or either they will be banned from being part of the show anymore because they're dumb.
Fair enough. 60 million people tuned in to watch the Netflix boxing match between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. 60 million.
Wow.
Now, it's not Super Bowl numbers. That's about 100 million. But still, a lot of people tuned in on a Friday night to watch these two guys.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
These guys.
It's hard to shake some. Those two guys fight. And if you were trying to stream it, you might have noticed a lot of lag, a lot of buffering. It looked like Netflix was not prepared for that kind of audience at one time. So.
Yeah. Well, I didn't try to watch any of it. I go to bed at a decent time on Friday nights, and it was just up, you know, too late. And I figure if I'm not going to stay up and watch a special wrestling event, why would I watch this? Because I put them in the same category. It's like they're not fake. I mean, they're really fighting each other and stuff. But it's, you know, they know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a real fight, like a boxing match, you know.
Yeah, so Jake Paul wins by unanimous decision. Mike Tyson gets paid $20 million. And people are like, oh, I feel so bad for Mike Tyson. He's old. And it's like, please, that guy got $20 million to stand in the ring and not get beat up. Well, yeah, he's fine. He'll be all right.
Stand there and not really fight back the way he can.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and what was the toe-stepping thing?
Yeah, so that was at the weigh-in the day before, and Jake Paul got up on stage and stepped on Mike Tyson's foot, and then he slapped him real hard.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't take that pain.
Well, and you remember then I said, if it were real, Mike Tyson, as crazy as he is, if he would have snapped like that for real, he wouldn't have slapped him. He would have punched him and knocked him probably into the hospital.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
a lot of people checked it out, and so, but now people are worried about the Christmas Day football games that Netflix has exclusive rights to. So if you want to watch football on Christmas Day, you have to watch them on Netflix for the next 3 years.
Hmm.
But the fact that they had so many delivery issues with the streaming, it's making people a little worried that just want to watch football on Christmas Day. So,
yeah, let those people go spend Christmas Day with their families.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
It's the Lord's Day. Come on.
It is the Lord's Day.
Come on.
Congratulations to Victoria Telvig. She is the 2024 Miss Universe. She is from Denmark, and there she is.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful woman. She looks like every villain from every teenage.
Yeah.
You know, she looks like the hot cheerleader that's going to bully you.
Uh-huh.
She is stunningly beautiful. No doubt about it.
Is she Swedish, you said? Or
Denmark.
Yeah. Denmark, okay.
She's a... Yeah.
Dane? Yep. Yeah.
Dane.
Hey, I tell you, what a Dane. What a Dane she is.
What a Dane. So congratulations to her. Here's the question. Is Lindsay the cutest? Is she the cutest? We actually have an answer to that, and I'll tell you next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's been a long time since Lindsay's been on the show. Yeah, what are you laughing at?
That's nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
You're looking at me funny.
Just happy today.
Just happy. I love that.
It's Christmas.
I love that.
Thanksgiving. It's all of it.
Mr. Christmas, that is you.
I'm happy too.
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
I am very happy.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
I like the positivity.
I had a good weekend. Until I looked at Lindsay's story on Saturday. It's been a while since Lindsay's been on the show, and I forgot how much of a young go-hard she is.
Oh, she's social.
She's a social butterfly. So I was looking at her story on Instagram on Saturday, and it was like, bing, 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 she's here doing this. Like, if I have to do one thing on a Saturday, it's going to ruin my day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I have to go get my oil changed, the day is a wash. She starts the day at the mall with her friends at some sort of
influencer.
Is that what it was?
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm like, wow, that was a big day for her. And then she doesn't stop there. She doesn't go home and, like, relax for the rest of the day. She goes to a brewery, and she's got the kids with her. And By the way, those kids are adorable. Oh, I know TJ has pointed out like how cute those kids are. Yeah. Those are the cutest kids ever.
Thank you. They need to be on the back of trading cards or something.
They might.
Them trading cards.
Those are like little angel babies.
Yeah.
So then she goes to like a brewery and she's doing group photos there. And what happened after that? Did anything else go on?
No, I had to be home by 7 to put the kids in the bed.
Yeah.
But then Sunday I had a 40th birthday party I attended.
Yeah.
For one of my best friend's husbands. Okay. So it was a full-on weekend.
Yeah. And her husband's gone the whole time. He didn't have to do any of it. He's off on business.
Nothing. And pleasure, because he went to a Chicago Bears game yesterday.
Well, I mean, you can't work 24 hours a day when you're off traveling on a business
That's
trip.
That's true. And he went with clients, but still.
Do you get the same feeling, though? Like, it was exhausting. Yeah. I'm like, man,
I said it the other day.
Over the place.
It's like nonstop.
I know.
And everything is a new, like, big outfit.
Yeah.
That she's having to talk about, too. Like, oh, this is my favorite outfit of the season so far, and whatever.
Yeah.
Doing the influencer stuff.
Yeah. And just, I know just the time that you have to put into posting that stuff.
Yeah.
And she's got voiceovers on it. She was doing all the work.
Well, and a lot of stuff is work. I mean, influencer type work. But it is, the fall and winter is rough.
Yeah.
It is like 3 Christmas events in one day, and it's just a lot going on. But I enjoy it.
Yeah, I can tell.
Anytime I can get away from my kids, I like it.
And then she's selling like this advent calendar yesterday that hangs up in her wall.
Yeah.
I'm like, she doesn't stop.
Oh, I decorated for Christmas yesterday, my whole house, by myself.
Oh.
My mom had the kids, and I just went nutty. I drank a lot of coffee yesterday or Saturday. A lot of coffee.
I admire it. I think it's totally cool that she's like that kind of attitude to like push forward and do new stuff.
Yeah. Well, one of the best stages in life. I mean, they tell me. I'm trying to like wrap my head around that. But, you know, I'm trying to like live it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
It's hard.
You only get one life.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Live it to at least halfway.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, we got a little piece of audio for you here of a couple that I think needs to go their separate ways. It's a little bit hard to understand, one, because she's screaming, and another, because she's cussing and has to be edited. And then another is because the video is being taken kind of at a distance from a bystander. But it's a guy and a woman in the street yelling at each other. And then, don't worry, we'll tell you what she's saying to make sure you know what it is after you hear it.
Pokemon!
You need to fix your car and you're worried about Pokemon cards. So his car needs to be repaired. And instead of using money to repair his car as an adult, he spent that money on Pokemon cards.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's an investment, guys. It's an investment.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, Lindsay, let's say that that's your boyfriend. Y'all been talking about getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it comes to this, and you find out what's going on here. Do you call off the wedding? Do you say, I'm not in a serious relationship with you anymore?
100%. Because I'm just embarrassed listening to this, and I don't even know him. It's bad.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be dating him to begin with, because he's into Pokemon. But I see what you're saying. Yes, mm-hmm. I would let it. Yeah, no chance. You can't be an adult. We can't have kids. You are a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what if he were secretly into Pokemon cards and he had hidden it from you all this time? Like, y'all been dating for a year. You love him. Y'all been talking about getting married someday. And then you accidentally walk in and you're cleaning one day and you find his Pokemon collection, his Pokemon card collection.
It's almost worse than keeping, like, if you smoke a secret, like, it's almost that bad, you know. I'm not joking.
That's a good comparison. Yeah.
Like, if I find cigarettes, it's almost better.
I'm just, because it is bad enough that he knows that he needs to hide it from you. It's some, it's an addiction kind of thing that he's ashamed of.
Yeah.
And doesn't want you to know. And then he hid it from you. So it's the dishonesty of it.
Right.
And the fact that it's a child's trading card game.
But I more so even understand that he's hiding it because it's embarrassing for an adult to like Pokemon. But it's, yeah, that's an issue.
Well, I mean, if the adult's not trying to have adult relationships and try to get somebody to marry him and start a family and all that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's not that embarrassing.
I mean.
I'm trying to help. Well, you're sitting right beside Rob. You're insulting him. I'm trying to make that not. Well, wouldn't you say, Lindsay, that it's not as bad if somebody's not?
Oh, yeah. He has a Pokemon trading card game on his phone. Oh, I'm so sad for you, Rob.
It's not real cards. I don't put money into it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just trading them for funsies.
Yeah, I pay $0.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, there have only been, well, I don't say only, we could say half of the members of the TJ and Riggins show has gone through a wedding proposal. All right.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody else, neither one of you boys has proposed.
No.
Even though you've not gotten married, you haven't done the proposal. Lindsay, when your husband Kyle proposed to you, mm-hmm. is there anything you would change about it?
No. I was in my work clothes at the time. I had just gotten home from work.
Yeah, it doesn't seem so romantic to be proposing to somebody wearing a Hooters uniform.
I didn't look cute. I had worked all day, my hair, you know, but
what were you wearing? I mean, it's not like you're wearing overalls or something.
No, it was just a uniform type. I worked for this bridal company. Yeah, I had like no makeup on. I don't know. It's fine. I mean, would I have spruced up a bit and put on a nice outfit? Yeah. But he caught me off guard. Like yeah. I was totally surprised. So
see, and I like that. I like that better than the whole, you know it's coming. You already picked out the ring. You're just waiting any day. When is he going to do it? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this statistic says 50% of people say they wouldn't change anything about their proposal, but 50% would. You know,
yeah,
I wouldn't change anything about mine when I proposed to Jody.
How'd that go down?
Yeah, I don't remember any of the details of how you proposed.
Well, I was living in a ratty apartment in a bad area of Alexandria, Louisiana, mm-hmm. Very poor. And I invited her over. I was going to cook for her. So I cooked deer steaks because I love deer steaks. And so that's what I cooked for her. And then we ate. She was blown away by it, loved it so much. And then I got down on my knee and I had the ring underneath the couch where she was sitting. And I pulled it out from under the couch and proposed to her. Now, it was a little bit... redneck, I would say, eating wild game on the night of your proposal and watching a movie in a bad, bad apartment. And the movie we watched that night was called Prince of Tides, and it was with Nick Nolte and I think Barbara Streisand. Yeah. It was not a sad, sad story. It wasn't anything about love or anything like that.
You're like depressed.
Yeah, right. It was bad. But it was perfect because that's who I was at the time. Yeah. And that she accepted me for that being who I was. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't care that, you know, she didn't turn her nose up at deer meat for dinner. And she came over to the apartment knowing what kind of, I mean, the first time she came over, my neighbor stole gas from her car while it was in the parking lot.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What?
And she continued to think I was worth it, you know, to keep coming over there for that.
Wow.
I'd be like, Hell no, we ain't going. We're not going back over there.
I love you, but no.
I just filled up right before I went over there. When I got home, it was empty. Oh, she siphoned the gas out of her car in the parking lot.
Oh my God!
More TJ and Riggins coming up.